Hello and welcome, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Good to see you. Welcome back. It's really been fun, this prosperity portal. And I get to know more than most of you, because I get a lot of private messages from many of you, which I don't always don't get shared. But yeah, lots of people are having beautiful shifts, not only around prosperity, but around many aspects of their life. Because I think, as we all define, prosperity is not merely financial, isn't it? It's much more than that. And it's a sense of trust and abundance. And it's a sense of, you know, feeling that, the universe has got your back, like they say. That's a nice way of saying it, you know. That you're the favorite child of the universe. That's actually a good perception in general. Main apni favorite hoon. So today's session is going to be a very practice-oriented session, not too much theory. I feel like recording this in a way that anytime you revisit it, it'll again clarify all your concepts around tapping. And another tool that's similar but not exactly the same as tapping is TAT, Tapas Acupressure Technique. Have I done that in this course? I don't remember. I do not in this course, yeah. So I think it's worth doing very briefly. I think I'll start with TAT, because TAT, what it does is TAT in a very general way will calm you. And then EFT can go that much deeper. Not that you have to do them together. You can even EFT by itself is very complete. So I feel like starting with TAT, which is quite meditative. And with that, we'll launch into the various tapping. And today's aim is to, even though you've done a session on tapping, it's really to take common beliefs that we have around money, stickiness that we have around money, limiting beliefs, limiting ideas around money, and to clear them out. And also towards the end of it, we can also talk about not just clearing out negative or limiting beliefs, but also installing powerful beliefs, right? So in fact, that's a good curriculum right there. We'll start with TAT, then we'll get into clearing, and then we'll add some installing, right? That's a broad outline for today. Be well hydrated, that can help. I find that with EFT, if you're dehydrated, it just goes slower. So be well hydrated. Moment I said that, a lot of people took a sip. Nice. And good, let's get started. I'll keep the chat open in case anybody has any questions. But generally, yeah. Good, let's start with a process called TAT, Tapas Acupressure Technique. And let me actually share with you a little document so you can actually see the position as well. So this is by Tapas Fleming. I learned this many years back, and I would say it's still one of the most powerful things. I'm just going to temporarily mute all of you. You can unmute later on. So what is TAT? It's a miraculous healing tool that combines lightly holding a few acupressure points on your head as you put your attention on a problem. It's a technique that you can use to profoundly impact any aspect of your life. It's also been called a portal of grace. And I would actually agree, this is kind of it's very strange, but it's like a portal of grace. I've seen people, their entire facial expression changes after a TAT session. It's like a new person has entered them sometimes. It can really happen. You see a kind of new light in their eyes. And I've never seen anything else do it as quickly as TAT. So it can be used for things like emotional, physical sensations, vivid or traumatic memories. Yeah. Okay, how do you do it? So take any hand and then take, like for example, I'm taking my right hand, could also be your left hand. And then you will take the thumb and just above the tear duct, you'll just gently touch just over there. And then take the ring finger of that hand and touch the other, just above the tear duct on the other side. So you're touching here and you're touching here, right? And the middle finger lightly touches the center, the third eye, just above the third eye, just above here. You can see how she's doing it. And light touch. Please don't put pressure. It's a very light exercise, very lightly done. And the same time, the other hand will just go to the back of her head, the way she's doing it here. We'll just touch the back of the head. Now you can do it any hand, right hand or left hand, doesn't matter. No pressure is needed. For children, we have a simpler version. Instead of doing all of that, you just literally cover your whole forehead. That's also a version that you can do. All right, so now I'm going to guide you through this. You don't have to really see this anymore. Okay, put your hands down for now. So in a moment, I will say a few statements and I'll invite you to get into the tat pose. And the tat pose, like I said, any hand, thumb touches above one tear duct, gently. Ring finger touches above the other tear duct. Middle finger comes to the third eye and the other hand on the back. And you will hold this position. This can be done seated or lying down. If your hands get tired, and for most of you, they will get tired after a while, then you switch. If they're both tired, put them down and imagine you're holding the position. It's a little easier if you're lying down. So if you want to, if it's easy for you to lie down, you can also do it lying down. You can actually put a cushion below your hand. But the main point is don't do it to the point it starts paining, because then your mind goes into the pain, right? So if it's getting uncomfortable, just quietly just change. Don't wait for me to tell you to change. Just go ahead and change. And what? So now, why does it work? This is your left and right. So it's almost like these two points are the convergence of all the left and right side of your body. The male and the female, the left and the right, the good and the bad. It converges there. And the third eye is like a point where it's like non-dual point. It's like your third eye is the culmination of your right and left eye. It's your Shiva's eye, right? The third eye. So it's a place of non-duality. It's your Agya Chakra. So that's a place where you go beyond. Arvind has put a tikka also on his third eye. So it's a place where you go beyond the duality of left and right, like and dislike, male and female, Shiva and Shakti. You go beyond all of that. And the back of the head represents memories and unprocessed emotions. Right? And today's session, you can do tat from anything, but I'm going to do it specifically around success and things around that, right? So it's clearing around that. All right, so go ahead and close your eyes for now. Don't put your hand, don't come into position yet. I'll tell you when to come into position. Close your eyes. And be inwardly ready for a deep cleansing, a deep healing. Be inwardly ready for a deep shift, returning you to your true settings, letting go of any societal settings, any cultural settings, and return to your true settings, which are actually even beyond this birth. Can you be open to returning to your universal settings, even beyond the settings of humanity, around everything to do with money, prosperity, abundance, opportunity, success? So now go ahead and assume the tat pose. Any hand can come in front. Other hand goes to the back, holding all the points lightly, no tension. And listen to whatever I'm saying. That is too easy to work. How could this be of any value? That is easy. It could work. It could be of great value. I deserve to live. And I accept love, help and healing. The healing we are about to do will also benefit all our ancestors, our family, everyone involved, all parts of ourselves, and every point of view that we may have ever held. This is a deep healing. This healing goes all the way. Distortions and limitations around prosperity, abundance, opportunity, money, and success have happened. Everything that led up to these distortions and limitations around prosperity, abundance, opportunity, success and money have happened. They've happened But I'm here now. And this is a place of infinite power. In this moment, I can choose to step out of any limiting thought. Whenever your hands are tired, just gently exchange. If they're both tired, just imagine holding the position. Do it in a relaxed way. All that has happened, but I'm not limited by what has happened. I return to my original settings, my universal settings. All the places in this mind, in this body, in this life, where this misinformation was stored, are all healing now. All the places in this mind, body, and life where this misinformation, misunderstanding was stored, they're all healing now. Dear life, dear God, please use your infinite power to heal all the places in this mind, in this body, in this life, where this misinformation, misunderstanding has been stored. Please heal it all right now. All the origins of this are healing now. Wherever this misunderstanding, misinformation originated in this life or my family's journey or humanity's journey, wherever it originated, the origins are healing now. The root is healing now. The foundation is healing now. Dear God, dear life, use your immense, limitless power to heal the origins of this right now. Because of this misunderstanding, I may have hurt someone. I may have hurt myself. I may have hurt others. I apologize to everyone that I've hurt in any way. Everyone I might have judged in any way. I apologize and I wish them love and happiness and peace. Because of this misunderstanding, this misinformation, without even realizing it, by thoughts, words, and actions, I might have hurt myself. I might have limited myself. I might have hurt and limited others. I might have held them back. For that, I apologize. From the middle of my heart, I apologize. And I only wish them infinite love, infinite happiness, infinite prosperity, infinite peace. I forgive everyone who has hurt me related to this. I wish them love, happiness, and peace. Anyone who ever took advantage of me, betrayed me, abandoned me, was mean to me, hurtful to me, because of their confusions, their misunderstandings, in this moment, I forgive them. From the middle of my heart, I forgive them. And I wish them love, peace, and happiness. I cannot be free as long as I hold a grudge. And I forgive everyone I've blamed for this, including God, including life, including myself. From the middle of my heart, I forgive everyone I might have blamed for this. All the parts of me that got something, that got some benefit from this misinformation, from this misunderstanding around prosperity, opportunity, success, abundance, happiness, money. All the parts of me that got some vicarious benefit, they're all healing now. Any part of me that benefits from limiting beliefs in any way is completely healing now. It's completely healing now. It's being replaced with pure light, the light of love, the light of life, God's infinite light. I'm being washed with light. I'm being washed with light. And whatever is left in any hidden corner around this whole topic of abundance and prosperity and happiness and success and money and limitlessness, whatever is left is also healing right now. I now choose to return to original settings, universal settings, nature's settings. What are the most original settings for abundance, for prosperity? For living the most full possible life, abundant possible life, joyful possible life. Intuitive possible life. What is nature's wisdom? I'm returning to those settings now. These settings are completely replacing all old settings. This is my new reality now. This healing is completely integrating now. Thank you, life. Thank you, God. And thank you to my cute self for participating in this healing. This healing is completely integrating now. Whatever hand you have in front, exchange. Everyone exchange. This healing is completely integrated now. Thank you, life. Thank you, God. Thank you, my cute self, for participating wholeheartedly in this healing. This healing is completely integrating now. It's integrated now. And you will lightly touch all 10 fingertips behind your ears, the bone behind your ears, both your hands. This healing is completely integrating now. Both left and right brain hemisphere are getting washed with the light of this healing. This healing is completely integrating now. this healing is complete now and continues to be more complete. With every breath I take, this healing continues to integrate, continues to be more complete. And nothing can stop it from being absolutely complete. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath and release your hands. Why don't you put your hand on your heart? Take a moment of gratitude. Thank yourself. Thank life. Whatever experience you had, be open to that. Some of you had a very pleasant experience. Some of you may have had even a difficult experience, but just be grateful for it. Whatever has happened has been very powerful and beneficial. You can release your hands, take a moment of gratitude, and take a deep breath. I can share this, what to expect after that. In general, I say don't expect. But yeah, it actually works at a very, like EFT is like specific. It'll take specific things and work at it. And TAT can take a whole, like a whole general bunch. So you've taken a whole general bunch and you can clear things in a go, right? What's a nice example? It's like you take a big white brush and you paint your whole wall. But then you notice there are small little parts of the wall that haven't gotten. So then you take a smaller brush and you clean up, right? So I would say that's the TAT is like one big sweep, you're taking care of a lot of things. But then with EFT, you go into specific points, you're cleaning up. Okay, this is left out. You clean it out like that. So what are some people saying? Felt so much clearing. Beautiful experience. This is like you were doing session only for me. Do we need to declare what is to be cleared? If you just follow the steps, I'll share this manual with you. Of course, I did it slightly differently than the way given in the manual. But yeah, you can just go through the steps on your own. Yeah. It's surprising. TAT is very not so. EFT is very well known. TAT is not that well known. But TAT is very, very powerful. Tears and thankfulness, TAT. That's actually a better definition of TAT. Tears and thankfulness. I was smiling inwardly. Fingers can be changed. Fingers normally are not changed. Hands can be changed. The fingers are the same. Thumb goes here, ring finger goes here, middle finger goes here. And then you can exchange if you want. Or you can cover the whole head like a child for children. That's also possible. You don't normally change. I was feeling sleepy. That can happen. All right, good. In the process, I went through my entire life experience, remembered some limiting thoughts from my grandfather, my father, and so many. Wow. Feeling 35 years younger. That's amazing. Awesome. Great. So we've recorded this. So you're welcome to revisit this anytime, right? In fact, now I'm wondering, I should have done this at the end and not EFT first. Because now what EFT are you going to do? But we'll do it anyway. Okay. Yeah, sometimes after you do this, you just feel so content. You don't feel like doing anything else. That can happen. But it's like, yeah, restored a factory setting. Exactly. That's what it's like. So, but nevertheless, let's continue. So I'm going to give you a quick summary of how I teach EFT. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's also called tapping nowadays. The way I teach it is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A stands for awareness of a specific issue on a scale of 0 to 10. Often people say 1 to 10. That's not 1 to 10, 0 to 10. Why would you want even 1? Bring it down to 0, right? Awareness of a specific issue on a scale of 0 to 10. B stands for balancing. In balancing, you tap either the side of your hand or another point. I don't know if I taught you, but another point is the middle of your chest. Take your right hand, middle of your chest over here. That's called the sore spot. And either you're tapping the side of your hand or here, and you say, even though I have this challenge, I deeply and completely accept myself. You say that 3 times. Even though I have this challenge, I deeply and completely accept myself. Or you can say, I love and accept myself. I forgive myself. You can use anything like that. You can say, I'm a super kid, right? So you say that 3 times. And the reason we are saying that is in EFT, they found that the biggest problem is non-acceptance. If you don't even have acceptance, then how are you going to heal? So Gary Craig, who came up with EFT, he said the ground floor of healing is acceptance. Step one is acceptance. At the very least, accept. And people say, no, if I accept it, then it'll be there forever. No, that's not EFT, the beginning. Acceptance is the beginning of healing. You have to accept. This is the way it is. And then you can start to heal. If you don't even accept, how can you move forward? Right? One big doubt people have about EFT is, why would I affirm the negative? You're not affirming the negative. You're recognizing this is the way it is. Right? We shouldn't be so afraid. As it is, we're thinking about this all the time. The basic ground rule is, anything you do consciously is not a problem. You can think of just about anything consciously is not a problem. When you do it unconsciously, it becomes a problem. You do it consciously, it's not a problem. Right? This is it. But otherwise, how are you free? Tell me, how are you free then? Then you're always afraid of thinking certain thoughts. Oh, what if it happens? No, life is not so silly that, oh, I'll think any thought, it'll happen. That's not the way it works. The Stoics talk about negative visualization. That should be the most, according to law of attraction, that's the worst thing, right? Negative visualization. But no, actually, it frees you. Negative visualization is what? Imagine losing everything, losing all your belonging, losing your loved ones, losing your own life. And strangely, it actually strengthens you, makes you really strong. When you do it consciously, it's not a problem. Anything done consciously. So in EFT, you're exploring all parts of your life, the so-called negative, the so-called positive. Do it consciously, and you keep tapping, you keep clearing. Keep tapping, keep clearing. What are you doing with tapping? You're releasing any resistance around it. I came up with this process recently in my Tapas group, the 9-month course. We were discussing, we spent a whole 2 hours on this. It's just called, and then what will happen? And then what will happen? And then what will happen? So whatever your fears are, so all I did was I would ask people, okay, and then what will happen? Oh, then this will happen. Okay, and then what will happen? And you kept going, and sooner or later, they're like, I don't know. Right? At the end of it, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, maybe you'll die or whatever. And then, I don't know. Right? Okay, so you don't know. And so that's just how bad it gets, right? So sometimes it's good to just go down the hole, both in terms of the so-called negative as well as the so-called positive. And then what will happen? And then what will happen? And then what will happen in the negative? And also in the positive, and how much better can it get? And how much better can it get? And how much better can it get? And you take that to the infinite, like we've done the Vyom exercise, right? The most miraculous thought, and even more miraculous, and then even beyond that, into Vyom, into the unknown. So like this, go in both directions. Go in the direction of your fears. You should actually chase your fears, ideally. You shouldn't let your fears chase you. I would like you to wake up that inner god and goddess within you. There's a reason why Indian goddesses are sitting on top of a tiger. It represents the husband, I think, sitting on top of the tiger. The goddess is sitting on top of the tiger. Normally, the god should be afraid of the tiger, but she's sitting on top of the tiger because she's not afraid of her fears anymore. Right? Bring it on. So in EFT, we will chase our own fears. And Ramana Maharshi goes one step further. He says, hunt the eye. There's actually a book by him called Hunting the Eye. Imagine hunting the eye. This eye has been hunting us our whole life. Turn the table, hunt this eye. What is this eye? What is it up to? You go hunting the eye, you go hunting the ego. Where is the ego? And you find it's a big imposter, there's nobody there. It's a driverless bus. So anyway, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Awareness of a specific issue on a scale of 0 to 10. B stands for balancing. You can either do it on the side of the hand. You can do it in the middle of the side of the chest over here. You can even do both sides if you like. These are called sore spots. We don't talk about it so much, but this is, in original EFT, we do this more. And you can say the same thing. Even though I have this challenge, I love and accept myself 3 times. And then you tap, you gently tap all these points. There's one optional point which I really like, but sometimes culturally women don't like to do it in public, but it's just below the breasts. It's this point over here. It's actually a very powerful point. I find, for me, that's a particularly powerful point over here. In the middle of the chest, top of the head. These are the main points. And we will tap these points gently. And we will remind ourselves of the issue. And you can also later on start talking on the positive aspects on the same points. A, B, C, clearing, C for clearing. D stands for do it again. D also stands for deep breath. I find it's helpful to breathe deeply as we do EFT. So at the end of each round, take at least 1, if not 3 deep breaths. And then D also stands for do it again. So 1 round just takes 1 or 2 minutes. Then you want to repeat itself again, again, again. Keep checking, keep repeating, keep checking, keep repeating. Different people release in different ways. Some people start tearing up. In my case, I yawn quite a bit. So yawning is one of the ways release happens. So different people, different ways release happen. You may feel some energy moving in your body. You may feel some sadness coming up. So whatever's coming up, it's actually all healthy, right? Look at it as finally this is getting released. That's how we want to look at it. A, B, C, D, do it again. E for examine. Now check, has the number reduced? The moment I said yawning, people began yawning. This is very interesting. ABC. D is doing E for examine. Go and check. Has the number reduced or increased? And don't worry if it's increased. Sometimes it'll pain more before it pains less. It's okay. It's a healthy process. So even if it feels like it's getting worse, bring it on. Come on. Very good. I've been suppressing this for so long. Finally, it's getting a chance to come out. So emotions may come up. Memories may come up. It's all healthy. Bring it on. Like I said, anything done in awareness is not a problem. E is examine. And one more thing about examine is, if it's a physical issue, physical pain, you can approach it from an emotional angle. Like, for example, someone has cancer. I'm not a cancer specialist, but this much I know, every cancer will have an emotional component, isn't it? Every disease will have an emotional component. So we can work on the emotional side of it. How do you feel about this cancer? Oh, I feel I may have done something wrong in my life. Or I feel I've neglected my health. Or I feel I'm getting punished for something. Okay, then you tap on that. All this fear of whatever, all this anger, all this fear, all this disappointment, all this helplessness, hopelessness, right? And you tap on the emotional component of it. So one aspect of EFT is you tap on the emotional component of a physical issue. Of course, you can directly tap on the physical issue as well. That also works. But you can tap on the emotional component of a physical issue, and you can tap on the physical component of an emotional issue. Very angry with someone. Okay, angry. Okay, but how does it feel in the body? Oh, my whole face is red. My whole heart is burning. All right, so tap on the burning heart and tap on the hot face, right? And tap on the dryness of the mouth, whatever, or the bitterness in your mouth. Tap on that. Tap on the physical aspect of an emotional issue. Which emotion caused the disease? So what we say with chronic issues is just guess. Like someone had a frozen shoulder for 3 years. And I would first ask them, 3 years back, when did it begin? Oh, it began 3 years back. Okay, at that time in your life, what was happening? What are the biggest stressor in your life? And there's a connection. The stressor back then, 3 years back, there's a connection between that and the frozen shoulder, right? You don't have to be so perfect about it. When people aren't sure, they say, just guess. What do you think it is? And often the guess is spot on. So just guess like this. And if you're interested, there's a nice short, small little book by Louise Hay. It's called Heal Your Body, or You Can Heal Your Body, I don't know. And it's full of these, and you might have seen this book. So for every physical issue, they found some emotional or belief component that can be helpful. Of course, I wouldn't take it like 100%. It can be helpful to actually go and check. Like if I'm having back pain, what is it about? You're usually worrying about something. Lower back is different, middle back is different, upper back is different, knee joints are different, kidneys are different. So she's actually listed for every issue in your body, what are some of the beliefs and emotions that have been held? So you can work with that as well. A, B, C, D, E, examine. F is make it funny and fun. Humor is really helpful. And A, B, C, D, E, F, G. G stands for gratitude. End with gratitude. Even if you had a very slight improvement, still be grateful. Because we get spoiled with EFT. We're so used to big shifts happening that sometimes like, oh, I did tapping, nothing happened. But first of all, at least you took out the time for yourself. And certainly nothing negative has happened. All you've done is tap some acupressure points. And you try to get in touch with yourself. And it's not unlikely where it feels like nothing happened, but a few hours later, or a few days later, there's a huge shift, right? So we should have a little bit of nishkam when doing this. We shouldn't be too results oriented. Yeah, you do get results with EFT, but don't get too fixated on results. Just do it without expectation. And typically the results are better than you ever expected. And we've learned about the personal peace procedure. The PPP, make a list of all the things in your life that are still unfinished business. This will be the biggest gift you give yourself. If you make a big list and every day you tap on one or two of them, you will not recognize yourself 2 months from now. Literally, you'll be on a whole different frequency. Because they're all interconnected. This is all the subterranean stuff, right? And who knows what future diseases you'll save yourself from. Future calamities you'll avoid because of your own. Actually, we only punish ourselves. Who else punishes us? We only punish ourselves because we don't like ourselves at some level. We haven't forgiven ourselves. So then we invite calamity into our life. But if you clean up, then there's nothing left. Then there's only light. Beautiful. PPP is personal peace procedure. Can you please mention the acronym for C? C is clearing. And PPP is personal peace procedure. Make a list of all the things in your life that are still unfinished business. People you haven't forgiven, resentments, fears, you are still upset that you were bullied in school. Make a list. It should have, if it has even one on a scale of 0 to 10, even if it has one charge, it still belongs on that list. But the good news is if your list has got 100 items, you don't have to tap 100 times. In our experience, you have to tap fewer than that, because when you clear out one thing, often it takes with a few other things. The Redwood Forest in California, they're confused. Scientists are confused. They thought it was separate trees, but it looks like it's one gigantic organism. The redwood trees are all connected at root level. So my goodness, this is one gigantic organism. So what looks like separate issues deep down are actually interconnected. So you chop one tree. I would say the other way. When one tree gets uprooted, it takes along with it 3-4 other trees. So when you have a list of 100, you don't have to tap 100 times. You may have to only tap 30 times. And then the other thing is they have no charge. You look at that item in the list, yeah, but this has got nothing. That means I don't think about this anymore. It doesn't bother me anymore. So that means it's not a problem anymore, right? So in a rather short period of time, you have completely cleaned up your entire system. This might be the best gift you ever give yourself. And that also just for a few minutes every day, right? How does one know that the problem has been cleared when it's an emotional problem? You know it's been cleared when it doesn't grip you anymore. The same person shows up, but it doesn't grip you anymore. The same situation shows up, it doesn't grip you anymore. Like in my case, I used to feel very stressed around packing. There was a time in my life and packing created stress, right? I'd feel constricted. Now, whatever, I don't know if it's meditation or EFT or just traveling a lot, but I don't feel stressed about it. So now I know it's cleared because I can literally have an hour before a flight and in a very calm way, I'm throwing stuff into my suitcase. And my mother's like, what are you doing? Your flight is like, it'll be fine. And it's fine. It doesn't bug me anymore, right? It may be bugging other people around me, but it doesn't bug me anymore. And so I'm emotionally clear around that issue of my life. So I know that because it doesn't bother me anymore. I can't put a number on my level of pain initial state. How do I measure? See, it doesn't have to be so accurate. It's not. This is not for any scientific study. So if you can't put a number, then you say, okay, is the pain this much? Is it this much? Is it this much? Or is it this much? You can use your hands. And we just, the reason we're giving a number is to check, is it increasing or is it decreasing? That's all. That's the main reason, right? The reason we give a number is in EFT, they discovered something called the apex problem. And Gary Craig, who came up with EFT, he found he would do a tapping session for someone. They look dramatically better, but they would say, no, nothing happened. Why? It is so out of their belief system that tapping the body can change something, that a shift would happen, but they would say, yeah, it wasn't a problem to begin with. Aray, 5 minutes back, it was a problem. Now it's not a problem. It doesn't fit their belief system, you see. So they would rather say it was not a problem than they would acknowledge that something as silly as tapping your face could reduce it. So this is, he called it the apex problem. So he said, that's why we use numbers. But it was 10 right now. Now it's come to zero. What happened? Then you have to acknowledge, yeah, it was 10. A few minutes back, it was 10. Then it became 6. Then it became 3. Now it's a zero. So the number keeps us honest and makes us check if it's increasing or decreasing. I'm going to open one of the books. Carol Look's book is quite nice. Oh, it's 808, which is a nice number. So I'm going to go to Carol Look's book. The book I'm looking from is called Attract Abundance Now with EFT and the Law of Attraction. This is one of the three books I think I've recommended to you for EFT. And let's just go through some of the statements she's given us. Releasing your doubts. If you are committed to releasing and eliminating all your doubts about attracting the success you want, I wonder how much abundance would actually flow in. What a great question. If you and I were to release our doubts right now, how much success is just waiting on the front door, but we're not letting it in? Just think about that. It's not even that you have to do anything. It's just literally waiting on the front door, but your door is closed. You're not letting it in. Why? You have some doubt. I'm not worthy. I can't. Isn't this true for some of us? Yeah, it's just literally there. We're not allowing it in because something in us doesn't feel worthy. I had a friend who told me that her unworthiness, people would literally email her and say, I want to do a session with you. I want to invite you for this conference. I want to do, and she just wouldn't reply to the emails. And then just sheer ignoring the emails because she didn't know what to say because she didn't feel worthy. And then of course the opportunity after a while just goes, right? She literally held herself back. So now Carol is saying, if you could eliminate your doubts about your ability to attract everything which attract your desire, everything would change. Your mood, your attitude, your focus. Releasing your doubts will change the equation of your energetic output about abundance. I'm going to skip all the introduction and go straight to the tapping. Okay, let's start. Even though I don't know who I would be without my doubts, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I don't feel safe letting go of these doubts, I accept every part of me anyway. Even though I'm feeling some conflict about releasing these doubts, I accept who I am and how I feel. Okay, start tapping eyebrows. I'm afraid to release my doubts. Side of the eye. I don't even know how to release my doubts. Below my eyes, below the eyes. I wonder who I'll become if I release these doubts. Nose and chin. I'm feeling conflicted about releasing doubts. My doubts have kept me safe. How can I release them? Call upon. It doesn't feel normal to release my doubts. Under the arm. I'm doubtful about releasing my doubts. I'm not sure how to release my doubts and who I will be without my doubts. Middle of the chest. The whole process of releasing doubts is very doubtful. So now we're going to add some positive. All right. So now start tapping. What if I could release my doubts and even enjoy it? What if I could release them and even enjoy it? Side of the eye. I want to release my doubts. I'm open to releasing my doubts. Below the eyes. Just as an experiment, I'm willing to release some of my doubts. Nose and chin. I'm open to releasing the doubts that are keeping me stuck. I'm releasing the old pattern of holding on to doubts. Collarbone. What can I lose from releasing doubts around abundance? What can I possibly lose? Side of the body. There may have been reasons in the past to doubt, but now I'm letting them go. There may have been reasons in the past, but now I'm letting them go. Middle of the chest. I love releasing doubts. It feels pretty good. Releasing doubts might become my new favorite thing. This is more fun than I imagined. I'm wondering why I doubted releasing my doubts. Okay, hands on heart, close your eyes. And you can say, or either say it aloud or hear me say this. Thank you, universe, for showing me how to release my doubts. Thank you, universe, for helping me attract abundance into my life. Thank you, universe, for allowing me to feel safe as I release my doubts to attract abundance into my life. Thank you, universe, for making the process of releasing doubts so much fun. And the process of attracting abundance, such an adventure. I look forward to receiving all the things on back order that I have been holding off because of my doubts. You can send them to my address now. Take a deep breath. Beautiful. That's one chapter from this book, right? I tweaked it a little bit, but that was more or less what she had to say in this book, in this chapter. Isn't that fun? Releasing doubt. Anybody wants to, let me just give you a chance to unmute if you need to. Anybody wants to ask something or say something quickly before we go to the next chapter?
Hello there. I'm Rajesh here.
Rajesh.
So it happened that last day I had taken the vaccination and my whole body was down, mentally not, but physically down. And when I became physically fine, but mentally I was a little down. And all these doubts started creeping up. And I could see that all these days was really positive, but yesterday was not my day, right? Whatever I did, it did not end up the way I wanted it to. My conversation, my daughter, my place of work, everywhere, that doubt sort of, I think of it might not go well, and it immediately manifests into that reality. And I was like, what will I do about this? How will I release this? How will I let go of it? And all of a sudden, I wake up in the morning, I'm with you. I have the answer. And I find it really amazing. Thank you so much.
So nice. Thank you, Rajesh. So beautiful. So nice. Thanks for sharing that. Shilpa, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Nitya. I just had something that I wanted to clear out. You said that don't have any expectations from EFT. So I was just, in fact, recently I've started doing a lot of EFT and I was doing with some of my friends also. And you know what? I just used one of your tips about what you don't want. And the other end was something just you can just dream of.
Yeah.
So is it like having an expectation then if you tap on that?
See, for me, expectation is sticky. That's the only thing. You can have intentions. Intention, the difference between intention and expectation is tight and sticky. Right. That definite, like for example, sticky would be prosperity portal, join this course, you will multiply your income by 100 times. I promise you. I mean, that's sticky, right? But I think, come, let's play, let's explore our limiting beliefs and let's see. And people are going to shift. And that is an intention. I intend for you to earn at least 81 times what you have invested in this course. That's my intention. Now, if it doesn't happen, am I going to feel bad about myself? If it doesn't happen to everything, no way. I'm not going to feel bad about myself, but that's my intention. And it'll happen one way or the other. So the idea is hold it lightly. When you hold it tightly, it becomes an expectation. And that's where you start doubting yourself, doubting the process, doubting everything. So the basic way to come out of expectation, you say, man chahi ho to achha, na ho to aur bhi achha. So that keeps it light and that releases any stickiness around it. That's the main thing. So there's no harm in having an intention.
Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful. Great. Should we do one more from this book?
Hi, good morning, Nitya. Can I ask you a question? Akanksha here.
Go ahead, Akanksha. Yeah.
Nitya, what is this? Why do we yawn? Like how yawning and releasing energy works? Can you help me?
I'm not sure why it happens, but yeah, I'm not sure what the physiological reason for that is. But I've definitely noticed from the first time I learned EFT, that at least in my case, I yawn quite a lot. Do you also yawn?
Yeah. This is happening, yes.
It's just some kind. I think yawning is also quite relaxing. You know, when you yawn, like a deep relaxation happens. So, yeah.
And the thing is that sometimes I'm enjoying so much of my work and still I start yawning. So 1 year back in my journal, I had written that that's my sign that I have to go on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, because I used to like, I'm enjoying it and still I'm yawning. What is this happening? So I just like to make peace with it. I wrote in my journal.
That's nice.
Maybe that's my sign to just go with it.
And Rohan has a nice answer here. He says he feels as if something has leaving you. Like, so basically and some tension is leaving you, some anxiety is leaving you. When you're yawning, it's like something has now left you. And that's actually a good way of looking at it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
I'm going to refrain from cracking my normal yawn samband joke today.
Nitya, some people even burp.
Yeah, burp.
You know, so that's like even more obvious way of releasing. And they instantly feel so good during the session.
What are the other things? Burping? Farting also happens.
Some people do. And that's like a big defrag.
Amazing, amazing. Great. So it's all allowed. Anything getting released, different forms of releasing. In fact, it'll be interesting for you to find your own what happens, because we're all different, right? Someone starts tearing up, someone starts yawning, someone starts burping. You should check for yourself what happened. What is your thing? Tears. Yeah, different things happen. Let's do one more of these. There's one called having any fun yet. What if having fun would allow and invite what you want to attract into your life and be fun at the same time? Seriously, have you been having fun lately? The vibration of having fun is very powerful. I've noticed the unfortunate fact that many of us end up being way too serious most of the time. We even make law of attraction fun. Serious. Law of attraction also become very serious. Everything is serious. And we lower our vibration in the process. How about we put having fun on the top of our to-do list? Fun is helpful because it distracts you from noticing what you have been asking for and the fact that it hasn't arrived yet. What hasn't? I cleared the order, it hasn't come yet. Having fun keeps you uplifted and in the now vibration. Having fun raises your overall mood and vibration, which communicates to the universe that you want even more delight in your life. Having fun is, well, a lot of fun. It's joyful. It's exciting. All right. Remember, you should not try to have fun. Because the vibration of trying is again off. I should try to have, I'm going to work on this now. Right. So then when I talk about this, then people say, yes, but I've forgotten how to have fun. And is it really worth it? She's giving examples of a workshop, what people say. This idea that having fun isn't worth it is a little disheartening to me, since so many people believe it. And they question the value of having fun. When I have fun, I enjoy myself, I laugh out loud. There is no question that having fun is good for my body, my mind, and my soul. Second question, doubt that people have is, yes, but I don't know how to have fun in a fun way. Shouldn't I be focused on the serious matters in my life? Many people suffer with constant worry that they're not being serious enough, that having fun is frivolous or a waste of time in some way. I have a friend who's she's a very popular author, and she talks about how when she's with her other literary friends, they're so reading all these serious books and classics and all, and she feels very kind of embarrassed because her books are all light books and fun books, and she's like, oh my God, these people are so serious, you know. And she feels that, oh, she's doing very lighthearted, like her literature is not as good as their literature. But that's not true. All flavors of life are valid, including the fun flavors of life. Right. And then the third doubt is, yeah, but I don't have time to have fun. This is a serious problem. And the minute I think I don't have time to have fun, that is my cue for making time for fun. Make time for it. Okay, she's giving more things, but I want to now go ahead to the actual process. Okay, EFT. Let's start tapping. Even though I have forgotten how to have fun. You can say I may have, some of you haven't forgotten. Even though I may have forgotten how to have fun, I love and accept myself anyway. Even though I may have forgotten how to have fun, I accept who I am. Even though I don't have time to have fun, I accept myself and how I feel. Eyebrow. All the ways in which I've forgotten to have fun, forgotten how to have fun. Side of the eye. All the ways in which I don't know how to have fun. Below the eyes. All the ways in which I postpone having fun. Nose and chin. All the ways in which I believe I don't deserve to have fun because there's so much suffering in the world. Collarbone. It's time to let it go. It's safe to let it go. Side of the body. All the ways in which I think having fun is overrated. Middle of the chest. All the ways in which I've made everything serious, including family, including friends, including parties, including learning, even having fun has become serious. I love and accept myself. It's time to let this go. It's safe to let this go. So let's try the positive now, the positive side. Say, what if I could have fun no matter what? Side of the body, side of the eyes. What if in this very moment, fun began creeping into my life? Below the eyes. What if people looking at me doing this are having a lot of fun? Nose and chin point. What if I reconnect to the part of me that as a child had nonstop fun? What's it like to feel good having fun? Side of the body. What's it like having fun no matter what? And converting all the serious aspects of life also into fun. Try this one. What if I make fun my number one priority in life? And the more serious people try to be, the more fun I start having. What if the rest of my life is unstoppable fun? Endless fun. What if I am the avatar of fun? And so it is. Hands on heart. Take a deep breath. And say either aloud or in your heart, thank you, universe, for helping me remember the importance of fun. For helping me realize how powerful fun is. Thank you, universe, for allowing me to have fun no matter what. Thank you, universe, for awakening in me a deeply fun and ticklish sensation that refuses to go away. and the bigger the problem and tragedy. Strangely, the more ticklish I feel. Fun is my biggest priority from now on. And so it is. Deep breath, be grateful, and release. Great. Isn't that amazing? Anybody wants to say something? What is it like? Unmute. Yeah, go ahead, Ashish. Unmute.
Nitya, you know, I'm normally, I'm very serious about what I do. And for a couple of days, I've been wanting to have joy in my life. And the minute you started doing this, I typed out in the chat, this is for me. For it, and, you know, I'm so happy. My entire state of being has changed with this exercise.
Wow, I love it. So happy. So good. You know, Ashish, I have a friend, Taranath. He lives in Bangalore. And he's made it his passion to go to hospitals wearing a clown's costume. Because he realizes more than any place, hospitals need laughter and joy. You know, the place where we least expect it, where people are sick and they're suffering. So he goes to cancer hospitals. He goes to children's cancer hospitals wearing a clown costume. And these kids have a few minutes in their day where they laugh and they smile. And he does tricks and magic and he troubles them and teases them. And they laugh and they can't stop laughing and laughing. And such a beautiful thing, you know, where you would say, oh, this is a place you can't laugh. Children have got cancer. It's so serious. But there he goes and reminds us, children are just children, you know, at the end of the day. Yeah, their body may be going through a process, but they need to be reminded that life is fun.
So
if he can do that in cancer hospitals, like what we would consider the most serious thing is a cancer hospital for children, you know, what could be worse than that? But there he goes and he makes them laugh and smile. So I think you also now, you take on this mission of making fun the priority. And truly, this is not one day, this is day one for you. The rest of your life is a fun life. And so it is. Thanks. Roshni, go ahead.
Yeah, so just like how Ashish said, I just felt like this was for me because I end up taking on things and I get so serious about it and I forget about the fun element. I feel like if I have fun, then this thing will not get done. And I mean, I have a daughter. I can actually be having fun the whole day just looking at her and, you know, going crazy. But even there, I bring up the serious aspect. Nahi, I have to get her to do this or I have to get her to learn something. And even that becomes a serious thing, you know. So, yeah, I just completely enjoyed this. And I hope I can take things, you know, in a more fun way and don't really put this kind of pressure to perform and to...
One of my favorite comedians is Swami Beyondananda. And he has a saying, he says that, you know, imagine his name is Swami Beyondananda. That's a fun name, it's a comic name. So he says that the solution in this, if you want to solve the world's problems, every single one of us has to become fundamentalist. So what fundamentalism is the problem in the world? No. Fundamentalism is where you put the fun before the mental. So we should be fundamentals. We should all be fundamentalists. Put the fun before the mental. So that's what's needed.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you so much for this.
Thanks, Roshni. Pinky, go ahead.
So I wanted to say, like, it was really a fun thing for me because I missed all the calls and here I am today because I needed to receive this. And so fun when you said, like, oh, more bigger the problems and more ticklish I feel. I was literally imagining it. And like, I found it such a deep synchronicity that you spoke about Tara right now. And this morning when I read the newspaper here, so it mentioned another person and there was a picture of that person. He's in Bombay, he goes to Mumbai slums and dresses up as a clown and speaks to those kids about COVID and everything and gives them masks and speaks to them about the rest of the stuff. So like, for me, I felt, wow. Ashish said about his fun thing and I felt I received all the fun today.
So fun. So good.
Fun session.
Loved it.
Yeah. And I already know with whom I'm going to share these fun EFTs today.
Excellent. No, I really feel, in fact, this is one of the reasons, you know, I even left my monk life. Because I felt, you know, they've made it too serious. Actually, monks actually have a lot of fun. The truth is not that they don't have, but the outer facade is they have to be, when they're in public, it's serious, you know. And I say, why? You know, why? I think life can be far more fun. Life can be far more, it doesn't have to be so heavy and serious. Life can be far more joyful. In fact, Ajahn Brahm, who I really think is a fantastic teacher, he, you know, the four noble truths of Buddhism, that there is suffering, there's a reason for suffering, there's an ending of the reason, and there's the way to end it. And so he reframed the four noble truths into there is happiness. And there is happiness. And sometimes, how does it go? Yeah, there is happiness and there's a reason for happiness. And sometimes you're not happy. And there's a way to come out of it. So he completely reframed the same four noble truths, but he put it in a different way. The ending of suffering, which is the third noble truth, he made that the first noble truth. There is happiness. Right? And there's a way to be happy, the eightfold path. And sometimes you're not, and there's a reason for that. So how beautiful. You can reframe anything. You
know? Yeah, and the fun part was that first time, like when people were saying that they take fun seriously, me one, me two, me three, me four. First time I felt, okay, me not, me not, me not.
That's really good.
Yeah, and then I saw Roshni today on the call. So that made my day.
Oh, so nice. Roshni's waving. Raj, were you saying something?
Yeah, real quick. I had a very interesting experience during the whole fun tapping session. Like I had a visualization of me dancing on the streets. I don't know. I just had to share this. There was this sudden spike of energy. And I could like literally see myself just on the crossroads, right across my building, just like dancing. So I just wanted to share it with the group. I found it really funny. I might even do it.
Maybe do you know why? Do you know why it happened though?
No.
You have to see your name.
Probably.
I can't hear anything. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Unmute. Yeah.
Sorry, Nitya, did you change my name as well? Because when I got in today, my name was Nitin Gupta.
No, I didn't change your name.
And my mom was looking at it and she's like, "Ye kaun hai?" She thought,
no, I didn't change anybody else's name. What are you saying, Akanksha?
Like I started attending the course and then I started revisiting like the old videos that are there on YouTube. And I realized that you were serious back then and you're more fun in the sessions now. Like old videos are you like little serious and now every year your fun is also like.
Well, we should keep growing in fun, isn't it? Yeah.
And then the other day there was this exercise wherein you said that making spirituality fun. So I was like, oh, this is how when you don't know something, but you're just going in that direction. And so I don't know, it was a manifestation of embracing the unknown. And I see the difference between old and new videos. Yeah,
can be. Although I would say that I don't think fun has to look a particular way, right? Sometimes a very deep meditation, it may not look giggly and laughing and all that, but that can also be, for me, that's also fun, right? And so, because sometimes what happened was that people began expecting me to be a certain way. Oh, Nitya, you're lighthearted. But then now that becomes a new trap. Now I have to be lighthearted all the time. But no, that's not true. I think let fun also be, there can be 1,000 flavors of fun. Ashish can have his flavor of fun. Atima can have her flavor of fun. I can have mine. So then that becomes, I think we want to break all these boxes and fun should not become the new box where always there's an expectation to crack jokes and be light. I don't think that's the idea. The idea is really pour yourself, like Meraki, I think is the right word. Pour yourself into whatever you're doing. And that is a fun spirit expressing itself in you in that moment. That's the main point.
Understood.
Thanks so much, Akanksha. Good. Are we feeling complete for today? Yes, exactly. 100%. Very nice. Why don't you all, let's just burst the chat. Everyone write one thing they're grateful for in the chat. And let's burst the chat. Let's get a few hundred comments in the chat. One thing you're grateful for. Grateful for fun. Grateful for my fun husband. Kya baat? My house. Grateful to be born as me. Grateful for everything. Parents and teachers. Fun tapping. Grateful for the fun morning. Grateful for these ongoing sessions. Grateful for cycling. Grateful for Nitya's suggestion on board games. Grateful for today's session. For the wonderful session, for my fun-loving daughter, grateful for this class, grateful for you, grateful for getting my fun back. You should be becoming a fundamentalist. How about that? Grateful for your wonderful session. Arigato. Realization that life is full of fun and acceptance. Beautiful. So nice. Grateful for humor element. No, I would really like that, you know, what are that? I think, what's that movie? Mangal Pandey? There's one movie where Amir Khan, I think the movie starts by saying that, I think it's about Bhagat Singh, if I'm not mistaken. Is it Mangal Pandey? What's that movie? But basically the movie is, in the first scene, the executioner is saying, I have seen many people go on to the, Hindi mein kehte hain suli pe chadna, right? It's the, you go on to be hung, basically. So I have seen many people go there, and most of them are either afraid or they're quiet. But today, for the first time, I have seen someone go up laughing. For the first time I've seen that. That's how the movie begins, right? He goes up laughing. He goes mocking death. What are you going to do, right? So isn't that amazing? So I would say that for this community, the basic level, ground zero would be to die without regrets. That's like basic level. But the ideal level would be to die as a celebration. Live as a celebration and die as a celebration. So level zero is live without regrets, die without regrets. And tapping will help you with that. Everything we're learning here will help you with that. EFT will help you. The TAT will help you. Everything we're learning will help you. Live and die without regrets. But that's just the ground floor. We want you to live and die as a celebration. You've heard that famous saying that when we came into the world, everyone was celebrating, we were crying. Now we need to live in such a way that when it's our time to go, everyone can cry if they want, and we shall celebrate. Right? I hope they don't celebrate when you're going. Thank you. although in the Sufi tradition, they actually do a very beautiful thing. They actually when the person passes away, they celebrate their life. But that's celebrating the life, not celebrating that they've gone. So we want to live in such a way that we die without regrets, live without regrets, die without regrets. And preferably, let it be a celebration. My friend Sudhakar Ram, who passed away recently, I think he's an example of that. In fact, this phrase, how wonderful, he taught me this phrase. I keep saying how wonderful. Sudhakar ran a company called Mastek, and I've done many programs for Mastek. And he developed a cancer, and last year he passed away. But I was told he was always joking. In the hospital, he'd be joking. He was a very obedient patient. Whatever the doctor said, he followed everything, diet, medicine, chemotherapy, he followed everything. But he was very light, and the doctor's like, you don't look like you got cancer. You're happy all the time. He's like, yeah, I'm okay. You know, it's what has to happen is going to happen. So he was so light. The whole process, I've seen him actually. I was in Boston with him, and we had kept our bags. It was a big conference. We kept our bags outside. In one of the breaks, someone stole his bag. So I was helping him for 1 hour. We were looking around. Have he misplaced it? What happened? No, the bags are actually stolen. Now he's a CEO of a company. And he had in his bag his laptop and he had his passports and everything. So I said, oh, but that's really, your sensitive information is gone. He said, no, my laptop is fully encrypted. Nothing will happen. I'm actually just concerned about my passport because I have a flight to catch. But he was not looking worried at all. And he was totally cool about it. I said, wow, I want to be like this person. He says, someone stolen his laptop and he's so cool. And then he contacted the embassy and he got a quick passport as well. But I saw this in the middle of that adversity where he was not showing any signs of being perturbed. He was so calm. And no wonder when he got cancer last year, he was able to go through it calmly. And he transitioned calmly as well. And people who worked in Mastek, for them, it's been a life-changing experience. He not only created an organization, he created a transformational community there. So that's the promise. Go ahead, Rai. What are you saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that I have a friend who's been married to an Indian. She's also Lithuanian, married to an Indian. And one daughter, she had the first daughter is from first marriage. So she's Lithuanian. So that daughter is a doctor. And when she saw her father, that my friend is actually 80 years old. So when she saw her father, she said that, you know, you're not sounding good. He was a top scientist, you know, nuclear scientist in the world. He said, father, you are not looking good. And I think you should check your lungs. That was, you know, before this COVID, much before that. And then he said, no, I have this conference to catch. He just was workaholic, flying all over the world, you know. He was 80 plus, but he was very active. Both of them are very active. And then she convinced him, you know, to stop somewhere, you know, and to check. And they find out that he's actually really sick. He's really unwell. And he has like 1 week to live. So then very quickly, all the family, because somebody lived, they had three children. Somebody lives in South Africa, somebody in Europe, and somebody in America. They all flew, and for 7 days, they spent with him. They said bye-bye. And then when they came to do the last rites here, it was a celebration. They had the music playing, and they just celebrated their life. There was no, you know, there were a few people, you know, friends trying to weep, but his wife and, you know, they were just like very strong. They said, we are celebrating. We said bye to him. And this is the celebration of the life that he achieved and the friends that he made. Mm-hmm. And the songs was also a little quiet, but they were not sad. They were just having somebody singing and celebrating throughout. So yeah, sometimes it happens. I just wanted to share the
real
event.
Beautiful. Yeah, what a great example. I think we need better examples of, you know, like this. If we just get conditioned that we have to mourn in a certain way, you don't have to. You can have your own way of mourning. You can have your own way of getting married or remaining unmarried or whatever you want to do. So I think we should become far more creative with how we live our life and not just be limited. What are that nice thing I posted recently? That tradition, what is tradition? The definition of tradition. Peer pressure from dead folks. Peer pressure from dead folks. Yeah, go ahead, Vishal.
Nitya. Yeah, hi, sorry. I just had one question since this cancer thing came up and kind of struck a chord in my head. I was seeing the Bruno Gröning documentary.
Yeah.
And then it says that, okay, he kind of died of cancer at a pretty young age, 53 or something. And then I realized a lot of the guys, I mean, Ramakrishna had the same thing, Vivekananda had the same thing. And so I'm wondering,
Ramana Maharshi died.
Yeah. So what's it with this? I mean, you get too spiritual, you get cancer or what?
Some of the people, I don't know if this is true, but they say that this is, they take on the karma of their disciples. This is my explanation.
A lot of these teachers
take on, because there's no reason for them to suddenly fall sick toward the end. They live very healthy life. Ramana Maharshi are very, in fact, one lady talked about how she was sitting in the room with him and she had come with a very severe pain in her hand. And she was praying that, you know, Ramana, please, this pain is too much. I can't take it anymore. And she was amazed. The pain just disappeared. And then she saw Ramana rubbing his hand. He was rubbing his hand. So who knows? Did he take on the pain? Who knows what these things are? But I would be careful to judge very quickly that, oh, this is like someone's put in the comments to me personally that the cause of cancer is lack of self-love. And maybe... but we can't assume that someone like Nisargadatta Maharaj or someone like Ramana Maharshi had lack of self-love. I mean, they've gone to a whole other level. The same rules don't apply. They've gone beyond self-esteem into self-actualization, self-realization. So we should be careful not to project onto others. We don't really know what's happening. Oh, it's their diet. Oh, it's this. Life can be more mysterious than that.
Yeah. And it's just something it struck a chord because you mentioned about this gentleman from Mastic and you mentioned he was kind of quiet. And then you mentioned this and it kind of like struck a bell with me and I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, but it was just, I don't know, it was, sorry, I mean, if it sounds insensitive, but I felt there's a bit of a funny kind of thing, you know, why?
Can I add something to this, Nitya?
Yeah, go ahead, please add, yeah.
So, Ho'oponopono, so when I was studying from the, you know, in Hawaii about Ho'oponopono, and so in the deeper concept of Ho'opono talks about that how something in the other person is also in me. So when we talk about full responsibility, it's not just to that level. It's like if you have cancer somewhere, even I have something to do with that.
Wow.
So they say, clean on yourself. So in Ho'oponopono, they say, when you clean on this person, you're cleaning those memories in yourself also.
That's powerful. That's very well said.
And, you know, in that, when they're taking on also something, as Nitya says, they're actually, you know, freeing themselves also of something.
Amazing. The mother, you know, Sri Aurobindo and the mother also talked about, but in her sadhana, she went to the level of the cells and she found that within the cells are stored all the wars of humanity, all the tortures we've done to each other. And she said she had to go through that. As she touched that level, to purify that, she had to get in touch with all the witch hunts that have happened, all the religious wars that have happened, all the way that women have been suppressed, all the way that man has gone against man. She said, it's all stored in ourselves. And in her process of cleaning it up, she had to clean it up. Byron Katie talked about this. She said, in her process of awakening, She had to. She said, "I had to experience every possible suffering of humanity, and I had to see through it." And that's how. Otherwise, how can you have a true awakening?
So you only have a passion. I'm gonna kind of like say on this that I like the fun bit more. So I'll be the spiritual. I'll be a spiritual wimp, and I'm gonna go for the fun. Okay, sorry. All this deep stuff is not for me.
Why so
not?
Vishal, when I for the first time heard about this whole concept of Ho'oponopono 5 years back, it was too much. And you know, they also say that teachers have actually a lot to clean up. So I was like, no, thanks. You know, it's better to, you know, than not be. But then eventually when you start listening to those teachers, you come to a point where they actually welcome it. They're so excited for it because this is an opportunity now to, you know, let go. This is like a treasure.
I'm far away from that point. Abhi mere ko fun karna hai bhai, fun acha fun chalega, baki dekha jayega jo hoga.
Gosh, you're the last person to me, and you're the last one. Gosh, go ahead.
Hey Nitya, thank you so much for this class.
Thank you.
So Nitya, actually, I was doing that meditation, that presence of absence. In that meditation, you told about something tuning. From that day, it actually just stuck in my mind that what is tuning. But whenever I go for the meditation, so I really hear the voice of my daughter. Voice of my mother, and it is so real that they are just near to me. Either in the morning they all are sleeping, but I really that so much that they are just saying something to me each time. So can you put more light on tune in? I am really want to know how to.
Why not? It's very simple. Tune in is whatever you give attention to, you start experiencing it. So I'll give you a small example right now. Can you all just do this with me for a minute? Close your eyes. And I want you to forget who you think you are. And suddenly you find yourself in a stadium. The stadium is filled with people. And you notice this is not an ordinary stadium. This is an Olympic stadium. This is the final of the Olympic Games. And you look down and notice you're wearing the clothing that represents your country. You are representing your country in the Olympic Games. And now, there is your favorite sporting event. Maybe it's a 100-meter sprint. Maybe it's shot put. Maybe it's high jump. Choose any one event. And over the next 15 seconds, you will participate in that event to your full extent. Go ahead, participate in that event, whether it's a sprint, whether it's a high jump, whether it's a long jump. Go ahead and do it. And you do it so well, the entire stadium stands up and starts clapping. The entire stadium is clapping, 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 clapping. You've broken a world record. You've broken a world record. The whole stadium is clapping. And even you can barely believe it. You're so proud. You're so happy. You've done this for your country. And half an hour later, you take the stand with two other fantastic athletes from other countries. You shake hands. And you're given the medal. And your national anthem plays, the whole stadium stands up, listening to the national anthem. And your entire body is filled with joy. This is what you have trained for so many years. You have tears streaming down your face. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Take a slow deep breath. And release. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. So I took you on a journey, right? I took you to a stadium, and you maybe none of you are that athletic, but did you feel it to some extent? Did you become that? Right? Unmute yourself, Vikash.
Yes, it was so. I was just shivering. I was actually running.
So this is tune in. This is the power of tune in. So without, in just less than a couple of minutes, you went and you won the Olympic gold. And how good that felt. The entire stadium stood up. They all clapped for you. Right? So this is called tune in. What you focus on expands. What you think about and thank about, you bring about. And if you were to think about this again and again and again, Rohan made us do a nice exercise the other day for power of intention. He said, write down all the things you can't do. And after that, change it. Instead of I can't do, say I won't do. So it's not that you can't do it. You're choosing not to do it. If you really were to commit yourself, yeah, in the next 5 years, who knows? You could be in the Olympic Games. If you really devote yourself to it, who knows?
Sure.
Right?
Thank you.
So it's not that you can't do it. It's that you won't do it. So it's a matter of deciding to do it. And then it happens. That's the power of tuning in. So some more people are raising their hands, but I'm just aware of the time. So I'm going to first do a Mayurma. Let people who want to go, go. And then I'll take Lakshmi and Visionary Yash as well. But let's make a big Mayurma. Good wishes to everybody. Thank you for joining today. And multiply into infinity, Mayurma. Mayurma. How wonderful. Thank you everybody for joining. Next Saturday I have the Awake course, so we'll postpone this for a while. We may carry on later, but next Saturday I have something else going on, right?
Nitya, but, also I would like to interrupt, and before people start leaving, remind them of
tomorrow's session is there. What time is it, Shilpa?
7:30 a.m.
And the link is, I'll again post the link in our group. So join Shilpa for our session on what's it called, easy investing.
Easy investing. I actually did EFT on myself because this topic can get so serious. I was like, I'm
going to
keep it like really fun and light.
It's going to be fun. Join tomorrow. And I'll again share the link in our group, right? So join tomorrow with Shilpa.
Thank you.
Those who have to go can leave, and I'll listen to Lakshmi after that. Say goodbye on your way out. You can unmute and say goodbye on the way out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nitya. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. Arigato. Arigato. Lakshmi, go ahead. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, good. So fun day was fantastic.
Okay, so now while you told us to visualize now in the Olympic So it's always been my dream to learn swimming, but somehow or other, I've never had an opportunity to learn swimming. So I imagine that I'm winning the swimming Olympic.
Awesome.
So thank you, Vikash. Yeah, because going beyond what is normally possible is what we are trying to, like, you know, okay, even if I don't touch that Olympics, I will still be a good swimmer.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Fun. Thank you. So have beautiful. A wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Lakshmi. Bye. And go ahead, Yash. Oops. Yeah. Unmute. We can't hear you.
Yeah. Hi, Nitya.
Hi. So,
wanted to ask two questions. Actually, from all these courses we have done, like, there is some feeling nowadays coming, like, how to escape the guilt feeling from information overload.
Yeah.
Like, because you daily do, we daily post some things in the group, and I have just made it a point to do at least what you post.
Yeah.
Not else on YouTube, but like you just posted Glassdoor, your 10 or 11 courses, which are 15 minutes. So when I was not able to do it, when I was not able to do the meditation on the night or in the day recording session, so I just feeling the guilt feeling that I have not done it and something I am missing. Mm. So exactly that feeling, and like daily to-do list we do, and when we leave some work for the next day. So that is my first question is like how to escape that. And the second question I just wanted to ask, like when we did that Yom session, so I'm not just getting the idea, like how to expand the Yom thoughts about prosperity, money, all those. Though I have seen your infinite blessing meditation, that was so marvelous, which I got some idea. But still, I really want to write those in my diary and just expand that. But I'm not able to do because I'm not getting this.
Sure. Let's address both the questions. So the first one, let me ask you, when you do these meditations and listen to some of the things I'm posting, how does it feel?
Yeah, it feels good, nice, marvelous.
Marvelous, nice, right? So can we say that you're doing it, ultimately because you want to feel nice, you want to feel marvelous, right? Now, there are two ways to feel marvelous. One is I will watch Nitya's postings. I will follow the websites he recommends and the resources he recommends. And then I will feel marvelous. I will do it for being marvelous, feeling marvelous. And the other is I will feel marvelous. And then I may watch the video or not. I may do the process or not. What's more important? Is it doing for peace, happiness, joy, or from peace, happiness, joy?
Yeah, it's from.
From, right? So just it's as simple as that, right? Make that the priority. Make joy the priority. Make marvelous the priority. Make fun the priority. And you do it or you don't. That's secondary. There is no, like this, we have to go from FOMO to JOMO. FOMO is fear of missing out. And JOMO is joy of missing out. How wonderful. In fact, recently, Pinky's also been telling me that she's very proud of herself for not attending some of my sessions. Because she's so diligent about attending my sessions that for her, there's a big FOMO when she misses out. She said, no, I'm very proud of myself that I actually kept myself from attending. So it's some people, actually, it'll maybe helpful not to. Once in a while, don't attend and be happy anyway, right? The joy of missing out. So don't make this into now it become, oh, one more to-do list. No, the main thing is being in that state of consciousness. So is it fun? Is it fun to attend the session? Is it joyful? Is it expansive? Then do it. And if not, it's all right. Make the fun, the state of consciousness you're looking for, make that the first priority. Right. And okay, even if you're guilty, now you've learned EFT. So this is very good. Now guilt has come up. So tap on the guilt. How wonderful guilt has come up. And actually, this is not just related to me. This is probably related to many other aspects of your life where you feel guilty. You don't do it and you feel guilty. It shows up in your work. It shows up in your family. Then a sanskara of guilt is coming up. Then you have to work on that sanskara. So how wonderful. I missed it. There is something more profound, more important than watching Nitya's video is this feeling of guilt. This is actually very profound. Even though I'm guilty, I love and accept myself. Even though I don't know where this guilt is coming from, I love and accept myself. Even though I don't know what beliefs are holding up this guilt, I love and accept myself. Even though I feel inadequate, I love and accept myself. Tapping, 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 tapping. Even though I believe I need to see endless YouTube videos, learn endless things in order to be okay. I mean, even this morning I was thinking, I mean, how much information overload? How much more do we need? I mean, just be, just enjoy, you know. In fact, even this, I've made a 21-month course. It's exactly for this. I've told people, don't expect me to teach you stuff. Just practice now. Enough of teaching. So I want to shift from endless teaching to practicing. Today also was mostly a practice session, right? So let's now shift from the information into the transformation. The transformation comes from practicing. Have you even applied what you learned in the last video fully? If not, then why are you watching the next video? First apply that. Maybe, you know, in the Buddha's time, you would come and get one teaching, one lesson. You'd practice for 6 months before coming back. 6 months. And then you would come and you would share what worked, what didn't work, your confusions, your doubts. Then you get maybe one more teaching. You practice for 6 months before you come back. Here we are getting 6 months of information in one day. Not practicing any of it. Right? So I would say joy of missing out. If you miss out, it's all right. If you do have guilt, then tap on the guilt. That's the first thing. And the second thing, did that address your first question?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Vyom. Let's actually do it together with you. So give me an example of a belief. Give me an example of a powerful thought for you. What are the miraculous thought for you? Give me an example.
Miraculous thought for me is that like I am like a peaceful river in which anyone like comes near to the waters or the serenity of it amplifies and peacefully goes deep into the other person. Wow. So
let's do this. All right. In fact, let's do it together. I think it's beautiful. Why don't we do it together? So every single one of us has become like a peaceful river. Every single one of us. Yes, you've become a peaceful river. All of us have become like a peaceful river. And this river is so peaceful that anyone comes, even within 1 kilometer of this river, they start feeling peaceful. And not only that, this river has the ability to wash away all your troubles, all your anxieties, all your fears. They just get washed away. This river makes you feel really peaceful. This is also a river of abundance. Tradition says those who come to this river, they start getting a flood of blessings into their life. A flood of blessings into their life. Those who come to this river, prosperity just flows, abundance just flows. This is a healing river. If you drink water from this river, you get healed. If you bathe in this river, you get healed. Even if you take a bottle full of water back home, you can heal people in your home. That's how powerful this river is. And you are this river. Your primary identity now is not of a human being. It's of a healing river. Everything around this river is beautiful. The trees, the birds, the world's most beautiful trees. Most pretty birds are found all along this river. anywhere in the world, people think of this river, they start feeling peaceful. And now make it even more miraculous, even more powerful. What else can you think of? How deep do you run? And what is your inner feeling as a river? What's it like for you to be this river? And now take it into infinity, make it multiplied by infinity, whatever you've thought. And take it even beyond that, into Vyom, into the unknown. And rest in the unknown. We can all take a slow deep breath. And Yash, you can unmute yourself if you like.
Yeah, it helped a lot. Yeah.
So we took a thought. We took a thought. We made it as powerful as we could, and then we went even beyond that. And that's what it means for the Vyom.
And that was very powerful. And it actually just wanted to reclarify my first thing. Like I got one more thing in clarification of that. Like there is a paradox between like we are doing things and it is never going to end. So there is no infinite. We are means like we just want to stop sometime. We are doing and doing only. So is there any stop? Like we feel how much to do and what to do? What is the limit?
Yeah, so for this, you have to go in the other directions, the direction of self-realization. At the level of self-actualization, there is no end to how much you can improve and get better and contribute, and there's no end to that. That's true. So which is why you have to come to the other direction. The other direction is self-realization. It's like out of nothing, you've come. You've literally come out of nothing. Out of nothing, you've come. The universe has come out of nothing. So of course, you and I have come out of nothing. Out of nothing, we've come. At this moment also, we are really nothing. If I ask you, who's Yash beyond the name, beyond all the experiences, memories, you go looking for it, there's nothing there. So simultaneously, the journey is endless and the journey is now. If you look at the infinity symbol, at the very center of the infinity symbol is a point where both these circles intersect. And that's the now, right? The journey is endless, but the destination is now. So yes, this can get tiring. When you imagine yourself to be a human being, a human being. This is to be done, that is to be done. This is to be achieved, that is to be achieved. But why? For what? So we should ask this. It's a good inquiry that's begun within you. So we want you to get to a place where not only does it seem infinite, but it also feels complete at the same time. It is infinitely complete. It is completely infinite. It is both zero and it is infinity at the same time. So I think it's a good process, and it may feel uncomfortable because your personality is not used to that. But keep at it. It's good. Keep going. Yeah.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice. Thank you. Pinky, go ahead.
I want to thank Yash for asking that question because it was something within me which I did not ever know how to articulate. And I really loved what you said. Like I've been hearing from you since last 6 years, from, and I also repeat that come from, not for, but this was so like this is done for me now, you know, like,
beautiful.
And it's like a complete answer to me for not having been able to attend some of the sessions. And the Vyom process, what you did just now, it really moved so much within me that like, I was really, from my heart. And I had not done that session, and I did not close that page on my phone because I wanted to remind me that I have to do the Vyom session. And here you spoke about the Vyom session. Yes. So like four things happened in this session for me which I wanted to do, and it has just come to me.
I think you owe Yash a treat now.
I owe you a lot, Yash. I owe you a lot. And right. when he was asking about the to-do list, and then it reminded me that in a flow talk, you spoke about a not to-do list.
Yeah, not to-do list. Yeah, very good. True. All right. Thanks, everybody. And we will see you tomorrow for Shilpa's morning session. I'll share the link of that again. All right. You can unmute and say goodbye if you like.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Have fun.
Arigato.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Yash. Thank you, Yash.
Thank you, Yash.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, Yash, that was a powerful question.
Welcome.
All right. Ending this.
Thank you.